The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100-2031, NMLS Number 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, inept hero. Another hot day. We're used to it. Big deal. Quit crying. It's hot here. There you go. And the thing I told Brady before we got into it, and Brady, you just sent us a picture of your daughter wearing the Oculus. We don't want to see her carrying around your jack rags either, so stop with the photos. That's enough.
I'm just trying to get rid of some of my guilt and put it onto you.
That would be like a picture of my dad back in the 80s that he would send to his friends of me wandering around with Playboys he's used. Gross, Brady. It's disgusting.
It did come with a caption, "Stop it, Daddy."
Yeah, so. I know. And her hand's all blurry and looks like it's reaching off screen. God knows what's going on in that house. I don't care to know anymore. No more visuals. Stop it. But I did tell you before, there's some news that's going to make you sad. I don't know if it's bad news, but it's news that's going to make you sad. You know that you were the first in the Hubbard building to contract the COVID-19, and you were banned from the kingdom. And this happened late May. We kicked you out at first because you were rolling around with your neighbors in the front yard in oil wrestling matches when the lockdown first happened. We're like, we can't trust Brady to be in here. Then you came back, you caught it, and you've been in the house for 10 weeks, 8, 10 weeks, something like that. Well, how long has it been? 2 months.
Since all of June?
June 8th.
Yeah, so all of June.
11th. June 11th.
Jesus. So we're here for, that's a long time. So we've been 2 months without Brady in the building. The other person that contracted the AIDS here in the building is named Heather. It got out a couple weeks ago that she had, or I guess like 3 weeks ago, that she caught it, and the building went crazy again. Yesterday, I went to Heather's desk and had a nice chat with her, totally negative, back to work, everything's normal in her life, and she had like a slight case of pneumonia to go along with it, tested zeros, everything's good, and here you are, 12 weeks in with positive test after positive test. And I said, did you have a negative test? She goes, 2. And I'm like, was it like crystal clear? She goes, yep, came up straight out negative. Got all the antibodies, though. And I'm like, and you're feeling good? And she goes, feel great.
Want a kiss? I'll give you the antibodies.
There's, see what she brings in next.
There's Brady. Yeah, that's she had MRSA once. She brought MRSA in, and it was oozing all over her.
Oh, she's a female me. She's indestructible.
Yeah, she doesn't care. So there it was, Brady. You're still first and still best at COVID. You've got to hold on to it. So
I know why.
Why?
It's stored in my fat.
Oh, you're storing?
Is that how it works? That's my newest theory.
You're saying because Heather's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
She did the COVID people, left.
But, if you have any some extra weight, it's going to store in there.
Is that? Oh, I didn't know that. That's very Dr. Fauci of you. I didn't.
Thank you.
A lot of people don't realize that if you've got a lot of fat, your body acts as a bean bag to the COVID, and it gets real comfortable inside you. So, sorry, chunks. You're going to have it for the rest of your life.
That's right, Doc. And it's barely in there right now. So it's in my chin waiting to get out. So that's where it is.
Well, either way, Heather's back to work, and it was great to see her. You can't escape your house. You shouldn't be. It's got to just be ultimately frustrating. It's like the only guy that tests every time that there's something going on. And, you know, at a certain point, you're going to lie to us and say that you're negative and then come in and get us all sick.
Well, no, you got to produce paperwork. So I'll have to forge some documents.
You'll do it. After a while, you'll do it.
We can connect you with some people that can do that.
I got some people that make papers.
That's easy.
It's nothing.
That's no problem.
I got 2 or 3 doctors that'll take a C note and probably do that for you.
Just some kids that are good at Adobe.
Right. Heck, Fred Pandrock, our old guy, used to just do clip art all the time. He could do it. Anyway, it's frustrating to see Brady, and I feel bad for you. I did. I felt really, I was upset about it.
So every time that Brady tests positive, does that go towards the numbers of another positive case? Or is that,
it's no, how does that work? Supposed to.
It's not supposed to, okay.
Right, but who knows?
But your positive tests are, now you're just doing follow-ups.
Right. Because by that rationale, I've been negative 5 times.
Right, right.
So,
but they never,
I mean, those numbers are out of whack too.
And yeah, they never report the negatives.
Sure, they do, Brett.
I haven't seen
total
them.
Total cases really? Minus
it's
positives.
Just simple math, oh, yeah. Brett.
It's just alphabet like math.
The 24 Christ.
So this is great. After yesterday, Brett's revelation that he only thought there were 24 letters in the alphabet. You know what? You know what?
Too.
Larry charged him to do with this new Metallica thing.
Oh, this is good.
No. So Brett's telling me, he goes, Larry's got me doing this little side thing for a big Metallica weekend thing. We're doing this big promotion Labor Day. It's going to be a big Metallica deal. And Brett's job was to alphabetize all the songs. And I'm like, does he know you don't know the whole alphabet?
Well, luckily, Metallica don't have any songs with Z or X that starts with those letters, and we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Still 24 other letters.
Are you sure?
And I think when he told me, he goes, Larry's got me alphabeting this whole thing. And I'm like, oh, you hate that. You hate the alphabet. But yeah, so that happened. But yeah, what are you going to
do? Brady, we know that he can put him in the right order?
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's why I got Excel. Yeah. I'm having the computer do that.
We got to get fair. In this room. We have to get one of those things like.
I'll get one. I got one at home.
Yeah, you got one of those things, the alphabet and cursive and lowercase.
I live with a teacher. I can get you those by 2 o'clock.
Put it up as a crown molding around the room so Brett doesn't get confused when
we
jumble up around H and I. I got to alphabet this stupid thing. What the hell is it?
Word of the day for Brett.
What the hell's this crisscross one? X. Oh. Goddamn Egyptians. Bringing in their nonsense. And make America great again and knock this thing down to 24. But yeah, now he's got the simple math. Tests versus positive tests. The ones in the middle were negative.
All right, all right, all right. Christ.
It's simple. You'll get it.
I'm just talking to the news conference.
Tests.
You've been away from society for 16 years, 15 years.
Yeah,
you don't
much.
Deal with humans.
No.
You don't understand how this world works. It's the sun up people. We're the surfies. You're
let's
nice weird.
Let's do freshman math. If there are 10 total cases, one of them's positive, how many negative cases are there?
That's right.
That would be 9.
9 is correct. All right.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you.
See, he's on fire.
I'm just talking in the news conferences. They never, you know, they always tell
actually,
you.
Actually, they do.
They
show you the numbers.
Wait a minute.
You're digging a hole.
No way.
They show you the numbers.
If they said there's been this many tests and this many positives, it's the only logical conclusion is the gap between the two numbers is the negative test.
I'm just waking
also,
up when Deucey's talking.
21% is usually the number we hang around for tests that are positive. So 80% are usually negative.
Okay.
You know what, though? What? I got to admire you.
All right,
that's
Brett,
very glass half full.
Here's the numbers from yesterday.
All right.
Let's take a look.
You make your own word problem out of this.
Are there tests on that?
Yeah. New total cases. 1,000. Total cases?
179,000. That's totals. I don't see a test.
Yeah. You don't see a test number.
So,
there. Okay.
So Brett, in this case,
thank you.
Brett wins this battle.
Damn it.
Yeah. I did wonder, because I asked that 4 or 5 weeks ago, saying, does my positive test keep counting in that system? And they had to clarify. They said, no, it's only new positives. Supposedly, I'm in the system, and they know it's a repeat.
And then the girl in your Oculus said, pull your pants down, daddy.
Yeah, like, it was a fake doctor. Fake doctor. Interesting test.
Yeah, so, very. So yeah, you're no longer 1 of 2 people that can't come to work. Now you're the only one again, Brady.
I'll be the last one to come in.
You're never coming back. I don't think it's ever going to be.
Probably.
When do you test again?
I'll do it again this week. I'm feeling. It's
feeling frisky. You said the same thing 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you've been saying
it
for a long time.
I almost said, you know what? I'm not going to do it this week. But
why?
Keep trying.
Yeah, you got to keep
trying.
Keep climbing that. You know, it's the what was that? Officer and a gentleman, you just got to keep trying to get over that thing.
I got nowhere else to go. I won't quit.
You can do
this. Speaking of that movie, little fun fact.
Oh, wow.
Deborah Winger hated Richard Gere.
Well, thank you for that. Timely information.
Couldn't stand him.
Now we have to tell people who both of those people are and what movie you're talking about. I was just trying to reference it for your sake. I didn't care if anybody got it. But now we know. Next time it's on.
There's a Jeopardy question
right
there for
you. That's one of them. By the way, I just got an email from Eddie Colorado, the greatest name of any listener we've got. I would never play cards with Eddie Colorado. It says, thanks for adding an Italian guy to the show for a little while. From one Italian to another, I hope you get that job, Brett. Eddie Colorado, when there's time for food, it's Eddie Colorado's.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eddie.
Eddie Colorado's. Well, there you go. Yeah, Italians. That's very excited about you showing up. It's funny how much Italians love each other and yet kill each other at such an unreasonable rate just for garbage wars.
Loyalty.
Loyalty to certain Italians.
You don't cross your friend, man.
Yeah, but the Gambinos didn't like the
well, they all went
bananas.
Against, well, if you're going, again, it's bananas. Loyal, you're going into their territory.
Yeah, no, but they're Italians.
Listen to him on the pronunciation.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm going to do. Alphabets.
You know, I just learned about.
You just dropped the letters.
Hey, you, get rid of a few.
How big the mob is in Toronto.
And Jamaican population as well.
In Toronto?
Huge. It's the second largest Jamaican population in the world outside of Jamaica.
Toronto.
Is that
why Cool Runnings?
Cool Runnings and Snow. Remember Snow, the white guy? Cool, Informa. He grew up in the Jamaican streets of Toronto.
Snow. Wow.
You know, said that him is no me, I go play. My leggy boom boom down. Detective man, I said,
fun fact about Snow.
He hated Deborah Winger.
He did.
He's the only one who laughed at the end of that movie. She had cancer. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Oh, geez.
Oh, no. Brett's okay and stuff, but does he still hate the troops? Remember years ago when Brett wouldn't do a thing on Veterans Day and we said he hated the troops.
We have that shirt.
Breakfast, yeah.
No, breakfast. Because, we used to send you out to go give breakfast to the troops.
And the Apollo Creed shorts.
And those giant American flag clothes.
I just got a message saying, explains why there's only one T in your name. You forgot the other T.
Yeah, I don't need two of them, Brett Tatu. That's dumb.
Oh, shouldn't your last name be Vessel?
Vess, just when they're eating. Vess. Vessel in the Manigault. Anyway, last night I just got an email from somebody that said, John, please tell me you saw last night's Wheel of Fortune. And I guarantee you there was this sound after Wheel of Fortune when Pat Sajak marched into the booking agent's office and said, if you ever, and I mean ever, do that to me again, you're all fired. Ever. They had a guy so clearly on the spectrum. I mean, am I wrong?
No.
So clearly on the spectrum and so Rain Man. The game was all about this kid named Ash, and he was amazing at it. But it is an unfair game.
Was there only two
game.
Puzzles he didn't solve?
Yeah, he didn't get in on – well, he tried to solve one on one letter and almost got the damn thing. Friendly companion! And it turned out it was a faithful companion.
Right.
But that was like – he screamed it after the F came up. Friendly companion! And at one point, Larissa, the other contestant next to him, furious. Like, just she gives him a side eye, like, if you weren't such a mental, I would mop the floors with you right now. He gets the $1 million
You're
wedge.
Blocking my shot.
He's like, everything's going his way. But this was the introduction where Pat didn't know him, but this, you got it ready?
Yep.
Here's Pat last night, the best of contestant Ash. It's on.
Hi, Ash. How you doing?
Hello, Pat.
Ash Caldwell from Charlotte, North Carolina, originally
from. I'm originally from Carrollton, Georgia.
I want to mention that. Now, you sell things online. You like
that's doing correct. That. Stuff I can find for a good deal at thrift shops and the like.
Alt rock. That's your.
That's correct.
That's your music?
My favorite music genre is alternative rock.
Mumford and Sons.
I like good. Them. And
Cage the Elephant.
Yes, I like them too. As
you
well
like
as
Mallrat?
The Foo Fighters.
Shut up, you like Pat. Foo Fighters? You like Mallrat?
No. I have not heard of Mallrat.
You should listen. You'll enjoy it.
700. When he becomes a man.
C.
Say that again for me.
C.
Yes, two C's. Just want to be sure I got it right.
Listen to how he solves. It's scary.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Go ahead.
Dramatic performance.
That's it.
And then the freaking out begins. There was one where he goes, R. And Pat's looking at him, R. It's like, all right, there's two R's. No other letters are up. Two R's up there. Dramatic sunsets on the beaches of Acapulco. That's correct.
It was crazy.
This isn't fair. I was dying. So the final wheel thing, the end game where they give you the five letters, the clue is something no one ever picks any of. There's a J and C's and K's and all that. He looks at it, and you get a couple of them in there, and there's no way any other normal person gets the last one, the final wheel puzzle. Where he's standing there in the end, and he's got his little prize. And so he's won $50,000. He's standing there at the deal, and he's like, all right, he picks his letters. Not a whole lot comes up. And then he just shouts out, "Wolves and Jackals!" Which was correct. Whoever thinks of those ever. And it works.
That combo, yeah.
Yeah, they gave him a goddamn Mercedes. Oh. Here it is. Yeah.
He's a good puzzle solver. He's certainly shown that. The living things, 10 seconds, talk it
bow
out.
Bow tie, tuxedo.
Wolves and Jackals!
You need more time. No Are one. You okay with that?
No one wow. would have gotten that.
Whoa.
Who's ever
he looks
thought
over
of
to the other contestant? I have $72,000. You have three.
You have $0. I take monkeys. Pat asked him if he liked Arctic Monkeys later. I like Arctic Monkeys! And I'm literally, this is my Oculus. I'm beaten off to hilarity at home. I can't get enough of Ash. So now I'm thinking there needs to be all autistic Wheel of Fortune.
Autistic Week and Jeopardy!
Yes!
Oh my God.
Where we get brain power people with social skills that are minimized, and we stick them in there and make them play games because that is the future of game shows.
Yeah, take that, Ken Jennings.
Yeah, Ken Jennings would be zeroed out. I mean, the only thing you can do now is play Watson on the Wheel of Fortune, the IBM computers, the only one that can beat him. I've never seen anything like it in my life, but he was such a freak. It was hilarious. And they never have returning champions. This guy would be a ratings gold mine because he'd just destroy everyone.
You wonder, yeah. I think the other way they got Pat and Vanna to do it is like, hey, we'll give you a free trip to England.
Yeah.
We're going to do all this stuff.
Well, there was the one part where he won a puzzle and Pat was about to go to commercial and Ash turns and goes, "It was a prize puzzle." And Pat's like, oh yeah, that's right. Because he didn't want to stand next to Ash anymore because the guy was crazy. He's like, oh yeah, you're going to Italy. He got a trip to Italy, he got a trip to the like Paris, he won a Mercedes SUV. A ton of money.
Two cars. Did he win two cars?
No, I think he just got the Mercedes at the end. Yeah. But he got two trips. It was outstanding. And I want more of that. And Brett watches Wheel of Fortune and people go, "I'll take an M." And Brett's like, "What the hell's an M?" They don't have that in my alphabet.
God damn it.
There is one M. You want to solve it? Key lime pie makes Ash happy. That's exactly right. We were trying to throw curveballs and make it personal. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. So if you get a chance to watch Wheel of Fortune, the all-spectrum version, and imagine that spectrum of a wheel spinning. I mean, the colors line up for spectrum wheel. It's supposed to be spectrum-y. And you can make the puzzles just nonsense, and they'll pick them up just because they're counting letters. It's like Rain Man counting cards. He got Wolves and Jackals based on what letters he didn't pick.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the V and the J, and nobody's ever said Wolves and Jackals since, like, biblical times. No one's ever said that. Wolves and Jackals. I stared at that thing last night, and I'm like, halves and pencils? I don't know what the hell this is. He shouts out Wolves and Jackals, and Pat's like, yeah, that's it. Who even writes that puzzle?
It was Wheel great. Of Fortune would be, I'll solve it. Gabagool.
Italian Wheel of Fortune would be great, too. I'd like to solve the puzzle, Pat. All right, go ahead. Get the fuck out of here. That's right. Italian Wheel of Fortune would be fantastic.
Be nothing but hands flying around, yeah. Too.
I like this is a phrase. All right, I like to solve, Pat. I didn't hear nothing. That's right, it's nothing.
You want I should take care of this?
Food and drink. Wine and many gold, Pat. Wow. All right. We haven't even turned over a letter. That's correct. Well done. Nicely done. The Italians versus the Spectrum people. Unbelievable. And people are asking if we could get Ash in the Guadalupe squares. No. We want Ash to be one of the contestants, not necessarily one of the squares on the deal. Because
he'll answer it before you're done with
the
question.
Yeah, you can't even. That's not really Donald Trump. Thanks, Ash. Thanks for taking down the fourth wall, kid.
He's in D.C.
It was awesome. But Spectrum games, that's the future. As we talked about all this week and last week, which is the freak show of television with 1,000-pound sisters and everything. Come on. Spectrum game shows where these incredibly, they're just socially awkward, but they're so smart, the people that are so smart. And he was way in on that. I knew it the second they introduced him. I'm like, oh, the outfit gives it away. This guy is and the poor lady next to him, the one.
Could have been a haberdasher.
The one, the African-American woman that stood next to him, and she's like, I'm very involved. She had no idea what was about to hit her either. She was the first one introduced. She's like, I'm very involved in my church. I just love everybody. And she's rattling off name after name. Like, I just love this person and this person. And I hear from me and thank you and thank you and thank you.
Now it's my
and
turn.
Ash is there. I'm going to destroy you, woman. Zero puzzles for you. And Larissa, poor Larissa on the other side, just eyeballing Ash like, how is this fair? You can see through the letters.
I made it through all the tests.
Right.
I went and saw the RV.
You what?
I think it's going to go that direction.
It has to.
I think they'll probably have a botched Wheel of Fortune. Patience
wow.
on the head. They'll just cross
more
over
of a dick
all
than
the
we are.
1,000-pound people Wheel of
yeah.
Fortune. Yeah.
Oh.
Try not to have a heart attack and spin the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I'll have eggplant parm pat. No, you pick a letter. Oh. I thought we were ordering.
From Pimple Poppers.
Oh.
He's got a horn on his head.
Oh.
Please welcome him from Macon, Georgia.
Oh, yes. All the people from the Freak Show shows get to play. It's so much better when there's a freak. When there's no freaks, it's just average people guessing puzzles. Who cares? But Spectrum, Ash, you, everybody who's ever been in a spelling bee past the age of 12 should be on Wheel of Fortune because they're all homeschooled weirdos, and that's exactly what we got there. Oh, so great. Made my night. I was going to go swimming and wear the dogs out and stuff, and then I just heard, I like Arctic Monkeys. I'm like, what do we have here? I'm going to watch this. Wolves and Jackals.
You put the bat signal out. I stop yeah. whatever I'm doing.
I told it. I'm just texting away. Wheel of Fortune, Channel 3 right now. Do it. Trust me. It won't be let down. And I wasn't wrong because there was a bunch of people who watched who emailed me. Please tell me you saw Wheel of Fortune last night. Please tell me you saw Ash on Wheel of Fortune. I did. And then this morning, after all this euphoria of Ash, I'm disappointed in the Simpsons are now not allowing the voices of the heavyweight champion that they have on there, which is just a Mike Tyson impression that Hank Azaria does. Broderick, I want to say, God damn it, I never remember his name. But it's just Mike Tyson. He's even got the tattoo and everything. Dr. Hibbert, who has been, you know, a classic character. Cheers for Homer Simpson and his new philanthropy. Cheers to this rusty old tailgate. And they're like, well, we can't have the black characters voiced by white people. Aren't we getting a little bit too Jeez. Deep into this? These aren't really black people. They're cartoons. They're crayons. They're markers. They're computer ink. This is not an affront to, employment or anything else. These are characters created by these people. It's not racist in any way, shape, or form to have Dr. Hibbert voiced for 30 years by one guy, and then all of a sudden he says, well, now I'm woke. Dr. Hibbert was the best. That's a great one when he's trying to teach people to eat broccoli. Another broccoli-related death. And Marge says, but I thought broccoli was, oh, yes, and one of the deadliest plants on earth. Why, it tries to warn you itself with its terrible taste. Dr. Hibbert can't be voiced by a white guy anymore.
Isn't Cleveland from The Family Guy, isn't that voiced by a white guy?
Well, it was, and now he's going out. And the problem I have with it is,
he was the first to bow out.
So a black guy's going to come in and do the impression of the white guy's character.
Right.
He's just going to do Dr. Hibbert.
The one that he's established.
Right. So it's still Hank Azaria's character, the boxer. And it's still, I think it's, I don't know if it's Harry Shearer does Dr. Hibbert or not. But it's still his voice. This is the silliest thing I've ever seen. And The Simpsons should just go away anyway. It's done. But I don't understand how that is. I want to meet somebody offended by it. That's really all I care to do. I want to meet enough people to say, no, that is totally and completely, utterly offensive to me that for 30 years, Hank Azaria has been the voice of the heavyweight champion on The Simpsons, and I've just been spinning angry at this for...
Deirdre
Tatum,
when
that's
do
it.
A variety of voices?
It's not anymore. No, now it's racist. Now you can't do it. Caliendo and I have had this talk a lot. He's like, I don't really want to do... And when we were on the Corolla show, and Corolla wanted us to do... Shaq and Barkley playing a game that he'd created, and we didn't know what the game was. And he wanted Frank to do the Barkley thing, and it was just strange because Frank's like, this will get me in trouble. I'm like, why? He goes, because I'm a white guy doing a black guy, and he's talking about Black Lives Matter. I can't do it. And it's like there's this moment where it's just so careful that, you know, as an impressionist, he's worried that if he does his Morgan Freeman in the wrong room, people will say he's a bad dude. I don't get it. I want to meet somebody offended by it. You can change my mind if you're truly offended and you call and you say, or you email me and say, here's why. And it hasn't been, like, there hasn't been picket lines outside where The Simpsons are like, we won't hire any black guys. Only white guys do these voices. The Apu, I can see where people are like the stereotypes. What about Italians? The whole mob on The Simpsons is Joe, what's his name? Damn it. I can't even think of the actor's name who does it. No, he's an actual Italian guy. Great. But he does Fat Tony. Montane. Oh, damn it. I can't remember his name. But Fat Tony's character is an actual Italian guy being complete. Every time they talk, they have a guy in there. I'm with the anti-Italian. Joe Montana.
I'm
with the Anti-Defamation League. And they do mobster stuff all the time. Like even the episode I saw yesterday when they were just congregating in the backyard of Homer and they were talking about whacking a guy's mom.
Donnie Fatso?
Yeah. They did it. All of it is based on Italian stereotypes, and I don't hear anybody yelling about
that. But apparently it's okay if he's Italian doing it, and he's...
Yeah. You is know, that I mean, all right?
Apparently.
Because the other guys in the mob aren't Italian.
Yeah.
You know, they got... I don't know. Maybe they are, but the actors that are doing the other characters aren't necessarily Italian. It's we've lost the plot. If you're offended by The Simpsons voice work because it's just not the right color, you're taking it too seriously. It's a cartoon. By the way, the Flintstones weren't really cavemen. They didn't sound like that.
What?
Are you upset about that? That real cavemen weren't doing the...
Oh, thanks for wrecking it for
me. Sorry, Jesus. But I'm just saying, yeah. Hong Kong Fu, he wasn't a dog.
He was too.
No, it was Scatman Crothers. You have to have somebody voicing it. Many, many talking dogs were...
Holly Purebred?
Don't know who did the voice, but...
You're guessing.
It took away from a talking dog. It could have had a job a talking dog could have had.
John, the Simpsons need to be laid the hell down like Ethel Merman from Airplane.
Totally agree. It needed to go a long time ago. But yeah, I don't understand who's actually mad about that. If you're offended by that, I'm dying to hear from you because... Dredrick Tatum is hilarious. And it's just a Mike Tyson impression. So you're going to come in and do the exact same thing the white guy was doing, and all of a sudden it's right. It's like we talked to that 22-year-old kid on the podcast named Sean Salehi.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a Redskins fan. And I asked him, did you take down all your stuff? And he goes, I did. I'm like, so your room was decorated full red. It's painted gold and maroon.
Grew up that way.
Gold and maroon room. He painted it to colors. He had Redskin stuff all over. And I said... and then it goes, well, I tell people now that it's for ASU because I went to ASU. And I'm like, okay. But for the last 20 years of your life, you've had Redskin stuff up. And then until you were told it was bad, he goes, no, I knew it was bad the whole time. But you hung it anyway. And now you're woke and now you're just shaking your head. You couldn't believe it was a thing.
That's ridiculous.
We've lost it. It's silly.
So I guess cartoons should stick with the animals. Then you can do all the voices you want.
I think cartoons should go to as if they're on a different planet and everybody is a color that isn't recognized on Earth.
Yeah, so like, aliens.
Because the Simpsons are all yellow. And I guess that represents white people. But, you'd go to the hospital if you were ever the color of a Simpsons character. You've jaundiced. Also, only four fingers.
People might be happy in the Star Wars. Finally, Jar Jar Binks has to be removed.
Well, yeah, thank God. There are some wins in this because I am totally offended by Jar Jar Binks. You make a good point. It's crazy. But yeah, I don't understand why we're getting so weird about everything. Of course, then again, we live in a world where a guy went into a cigar shop yesterday to get cigars without a mask on. And when he was confronted by the cigar shop owner, because, cigar shop owners care about your lungs. And he said, you need to wear a mask. It's the safest thing you can do to avoid this respiratory issue that's been going around the world you might have heard of. But please, by all means, grab a few cigars. But the cigar shop owner told this guy, you can't have, can't come in here and buy cigars because there's health risks with the COVID. You got to put a mask on. And the dude goes, no. And he's like, you got to. They get into a little bit of a verbal debate. Guy grabs a couple cigars, wanders out without paying. One of the people from inside the shop goes and follows him out to his car. He fires a couple shots in the air, throws one back at the store. Oh. They run back inside. The dude escapes in his car, goes home, grabs his AR-15. And
yes.
When the cops come, no, Brett. When the cops come and get him, he starts shooting at the cops over the masks.
Oh, okay, all right.
So you get
all's forgiven though, John. His lawyer says, "Look, he's handling this pandemic thing a little tough."
Right? They blamed the pandemic. Right? And that's you're right. I guess we'll give him a little leniency since it's only happening to him. So yeah, we might. He's the only one affected, or it's unique to him that the pandemic is bothering him to the point where he's shooting at people. He needed his cigars, and he went in there without a mask. But yeah, that's the world we live in, where people. I guess you can get super offended at stuff to a point that I don't understand. You go into a cigar shop, you already don't care about your health. So, and the masks at the cigar shop crack me up. Because they're the ones like, look, we don't want to catch it. But here, try this. This thing will burn your lungs out. It'll tear your whole entire chest apart, and you're going to love it. But yeah.
I can't. Now, don't they, I mean, like, if you wanted to try that cigar, whatever, don't they go to the smoke room? So then the mask would come off. But, like, in the, I could see maybe the general store area that you, no smoking there. Yeah.
Don't you have to try that buy the cigar?
Go to the lounge.
You have to buy the cigar to go smoke
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't think they let you have samples.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well,
it depends on your how big of a customer you are, too.
Maybe. But I think for the most part, you have to go into that little smoke-atorium thing. You have to buy it. Because we went to Huffman's a bachelor party, and he was at a cigar bar. And if you wanted one, you had to buy it.
You have to go into the humidor?
Yeah, you have to pick it up on the humidor, and then you can go out in the regular bar and smoke it wherever you want after that. But
you have to go purchase it. You can't just go, give me a taste of it. It's not like an ice cream shop.
Right.
By the way, if you're that person at the ice cream shop, a big fat you to you as well. Look, you know what vanilla tastes like. You don't get a full cup of ice cream off samples. You're allowed. They should do a thing, two samples only, two maybes. If you're going to an ice cream store because you want ice cream, you know what you want.
Yeah.
Don't stand in that line and start sampling. The samples have got to stop.
There goes my Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, because Brady's been icing those. There's so much COVID rolling around the ice cream shops of Gilbert. That's all Brady's been doing. Are you a sample guy, Brady?
No, I have gone into, what's the one down the street? A yogurt place and took the little cup and tried one. And, I've tried it before, but I didn't go down the line knowing that, I've had this
flavor
before.
How many did you try?
All you get is that little plastic spoon. That's all you're allowed.
No, he's right. At a yogurt shop, you get a little cup.
You get a whole cup of it?
You get one of those little ketchup cups? It's like a little ketchup cup.
It's too much. You get that little tiny, weird pink plastic stick, and they just give you a small taste. Yep. If you can't figure out if you want it from that or not, you can't have it. You're wasting everybody's time. If there's a line, that should be a rule at all ice cream shops. If there are people behind you, the samples are not available. Make a goddamn decision.
The first time I went in there with a regular, I took the regular cup and I told them I thought that was a sample cup.
Right. But if there's nobody there, sample away. But if you got people behind you and you're like, and then God forbid you order something generic, I'll just have Rocky Road. You mother. You better get pretty crazy with your order.
If you go to your default after all the samples.
You're just a dick to the people behind
you.
There's a place by my house called Churn. And I Larry Davided my way through that entire experience. And then there was an episode of Curb where
you said you had it delivered.
Well, no, this is way before the pandemic made everything better.
Gotcha.
When you actually used to have to go places and stand in line. And she sampled. They've only got like 12 things, and she sampled like 15 things. And I just went, here we go. Because she ordered.
There's like 20 people in line.
She ordered. No, Brady, there was me in line.
Oh.
She ordered chocolate.
After she sampled everything?
That was so good. I'll just have the chocolate. Here we go.
Here we go, Larry.
And I just left. I'm not doing that anymore. The poor people at Churn were staring at me like, I know he's losing his mind back there. You can't sample everything. No sampling. You go to a place, you know what you want. You very rarely go to an ice cream shop thinking, I guess maybe ice cream. I'll try one. You go in there because everybody agreed. I had to stop our boy Katero once. You got to try the stretch, I tell you. If you don't like that, you got to try.
No, oh,
Chris, there's people in line. I'm just going to go in and make a choice. No sampling. Quit it. Sorry, I'm on a tangent about the sample.
Yeah, we are on two different things because at yogurt place, there's really no lines. You just go to that machine. You pull it yourself. You put it in that cup. But when you're standing at the counter and everyone,
But how in the world are you still like not sure? At the yogurt
shop. Well, yogurt shops, they got different names.
They'll do flavors.
Yeah, and it's a little
skip
weird.
Skip it.
No, I agree. Go to your go-tos.
Yeah, go to the
salted caramel.
The reason you went there was not to learn.
Right.
You wanted ice cream because you got probably three or four in your head you know you want right away.
But if you go to those yogurt.
Ranch chip.
What?
Mm-hmm. What?
I hope you die in that. I hope you die in a vat of that.
No, I hope that you pass out at the yogurt shop and there's that little sample cup of ranch chip right next to you. What happened? I think it took some ranch chip.
Ranch chip. Oh. Is it ranch chocolate chip or ranch Lay's chip?
I don't know.
With a little dairy mixed in.
I just thought that combo was.
Wayne says, I'm offended, John. I'm like, all right, let's hear it about The Simpsons. I'm most offended, though, at Bart. This is a child boy voiced by an adult woman. How just horrible to know that this oversight could continue. Bart needs to be either removed from the show or have a real boy do the thing. You're taking money out of a young boy's pocket. It's so stupid. It's an animated show. Everybody calm down. If they were doing racist stuff, you're like, all right, you can't do that. But if it's just a voice of a character created by that person, it doesn't matter. Blame the guy with the pencils. I'd give everybody Sammy Sosa's disease on the show and make him that weird kind of Pepto-Bismol pink, and no one would know anything. It's just we've lost our minds. Anyway, what are you going to do? Lots to deal with in this world. And again, this is a world where people complain that they've got too many jobs in the United States. What do you got in the big board of musical treats? Which, by the way, brought to you by ELOteam.com. Buy, sell, stay, stare, look away. ELOteam.com. They can help you. We've got information on our Facebook page, yep. And they're doing a nice little charity event over there. Check out their website. See.
F you, Holmberg. Don't you take away my samples at Costco.
Costco samples are different.
Those are gone, though. Deal.
Well, for now, temporarily.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, though. Those are end cap deals
designed
to make you buy something you would never have gone in. Now, if you go
without
into Costco just to sample and you're holding up lines, that's different. But go and buy because the samples are designed to sell you something in a place that's just, it's a Indian bazaar.
But you see those families that show up there with the entire family, grandma and grandpa in tow, and they're basically having lunch at all the sample tables.
Right.
It pisses me off.
Takes their kids.
Why does
that's why they take their
too.
Kids in.
I'm the same.
Yeah, well.
They send their kids around all of
them. Oh, I get mad at it, too. Like, you
I just go by and crop dust.
Right. But at that point. That's pretty stupid.
And I do. Absolutely.
You fart on people who are eating.
Damn
Brady?
Right.
Thought?
Screw them. Bastards, go buy a $1.50 hot dog at the counter there.
And that's what Vincent Bishop says. Thank you, John. This sample thing sucks. See how mad people are about everything? Especially Costco, with every aisle having a sample at the end of it. You can't even get down the goddamn aisles on the weekend. Set up a sample lane.
That's a great idea.
People can get their free lunch. But then you wouldn't have samples all over. Like if you're looking at electronics and they got the Vandycamp's fish sticks and you're like, ooh, those are pretty good. Where are those? And then they send you all the way across the store so you got to walk by all those other things to buy. It's all designed to screw with your pattern. Because if you go there and just do the sample line, then you've got like, it's like that fair, the fair
you're
food
You're going
thing.
There too much to begin with, though. If you're running into that all the time. Because think
just
about
it, once.
You're buying serious bulk.
I don't go there because of two things. People have three carts worth of stuff in line in front of me, and it's going to take them an hour and a half to check out. I was another moment where I said, here we go, and I just pushed my cart away. We loaded up thinking that Costco was a good idea, loaded up a whole cart, stood in line, and the guy in front of me had three carts. And then I looked down the way, and every line had like 10, and I just pushed the cart to the side. I said, I can't be here. I can't stand in this line for over an hour just so we can have a ladder, some paint, frozen pizzas, and an open sign, which for whatever reason I bought an open sign because I thought it was
nice.
But I bought it. And it was just things that didn't matter to me, but the deals were too good to pass up. And I went there. And the second reason was because of the sample people. I stood at the end. I needed a fan, and I went to look at fans, and there was some sort of crazy sausage thing going on, and I couldn't get down the fan aisle. So I had to go all the way around the thing. And then when I came back through, there were still piles of people there. And it must have been great sausages, but Vincent's right. And it doesn't mean you're going there too much. It cashed me out. I just won't do it. Ooh. If you're a sample person, you're my least favorite human being alive because you're one of those people that just can't go in with a decision. It's like trying to shop with a woman decorating a house or paint.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Make a goddamn choice.
I don't know. It's between eggshell white and Indian sand white.
Like they're the same goddamn thing.
Which one do you like more?
I would close my eyes and throw a dart at one of them, and I'd be happy with either. That's how easy this is.
I don't want to be wrong.
It's sample people. You have to be more decisive in life than to know, is this sausage going to be something I absolutely have to have? I'll stand in line for it. It's free, you know.
That's why.
That's the reason.
That's why.
Oh, they're giving away something free. I should probably eat that. They had a sock display at Costco. I've often said that if you gave away socks, people would stand in line because it's free. The word free socks would be like, yeah, I'll take some socks. They had and I didn't think that would ever actually come to. There was a Costco thing that they had socks you could try on. Like, wow. Yeah.
What do you do? Just hand them down the line?
Sure.
And they, well, no, you just put one on. They're like, wow, that's. Oh, it was for women.
Oh,
but they had
okay.
some sort of thing with, like, that protected them from. I don't know if it blisters
fungus.
Or I don't know. Yeah, some Costco sweat fungus.
Corns.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Bunions.
Some old lady, like their massive planet-sized bodies were smashing their feet into the earth, and it kept them from feeling any more of their diabetes. I don't know what the socks did, but they were. There was a line of ladies like were putting a sock on, and then they'd throw it out, and they're like, they're great for you if you want some for. And it was for walking around, so they were like little, like pantyhose ankle socks. I'm like, they're giving away socks. There's a free sample of socks here. And if you use them and then you come back, you can buy these dumb socks. It was weird. They're changing their clothes in the aisles. Oh, humanity. But, you know, we shoot each other over masks. So
yeah,
that's the least of our concerns. These sample things, if they come back, but people aren't going to come back happy. But a guy took a couple shots at the police with an AR-15 and his lawyer said, well, this whole COVID thing's got him down. That's the defense he can use.
It'll be interesting now that people, you know, are having a tough enough time with the mask if they throw in this whole goggles thing next.
Oh, well, I'm drawing the line at the whole face shield thing. I can't. I'm doing the mask. I'm going to be really good about it. But if it,
I'm
if
starting
it,
to kind of like the face shield thing and be like Imperial Guards in Star Wars.
No.
No?
No.
Too
I
much?
Just, no, I just it's too far. It's too much for me to remember. That's my big thing. It's too much for me to carry around.
Yeah.
I look down every day. I'm like, I forgot a goddamn.
How many masks are in your car right now?
Well, there were like seven.
I've got seven in my car
right now.
Yeah, but
I've burned through down to the last one this morning.
One disposable and then six cloth ones.
Forgot one the other night to go to Pomo for dinner and in the car. And I'm like, I don't have one. So I had to call my friend Mark, who just got over COVID.
Oh, that's not good.
And said, do you have an extra mask? And he goes, yeah, I'll get it out of the dryer. I'm like, no, that's a used one. He goes, yeah, but they're clean. I'm like, no. I'll just use my shirt.
Yeah, I just keep one in my pocket most of the time. Yeah. I always have one with me. But
I've forgotten them.
But those junior high wood shop face shields, I think I'm okay, out on that.
I'm not. I just won't go anywhere.
Ugh.
I'll just stop going
really?
Places. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can barely remember this cloth thing.
Yeah.
No way I'm going to be able to.
But it's so obtrusive
it's like
in your car, you'd never forget it.
Yeah, but sometimes I forget my hat. Sometimes I forget my shoes coming to work. You guys forget
that's
that.
True.
That's
true.
I don't wear shoes sometimes.
Twice that's happened.
Multiple times. More than twice. Trust me. There's been more times than two. You haven't noticed. But I have been shoeless in this building several times.
I remember the golf shoes one time.
Yeah,
that's
wore
all
golf
you had in your
one,
Jeep.
That's all I had in my car.
I do remember those.
Yeah. It happens. Sometimes you got to throw the shoes you got on. But I have a pair of shoes in my car at all times now in a box that I haven't had to go to yet.
The survey said about
backup shoes.
Half the people are okay with
the shield
wearing if they have to wear goggles.
Goggles do nothing.
Well, no, they just keep people from spitting in your eyeballs.
Yeah,
that's what the that's what the
shield
that's what the shield's supposed to protect against. It's like you know stuff getting in your eyes. But I'll just stop going places. That just means that the Earth is no longer safe for humans.
Hold on, you've gone to like two places in 2 months,
I know,
haven't you?
But I'll stop doing all that. I'm going to stop that crazy lifestyle.
And if you bring politics in, 73% of Democrats are willing to wear goggles versus 37% of Republicans.
Okay, I don't even know how it got politicized. I'm just not going to do it. It has nothing to do with my political beliefs. I just don't want to be out in this mix of that. If there's that much danger. The mask is enough to remind me that there's something really wrong. If we have to go out like welders every day just to go have a sandwich, I'll just have it delivered.
Just wear your ski goggles and a
yeah.
bandana. It'll look great.
No. And then you know what would be good about it, though? Just trying to find the silver lining. People who spit when they talk would be more aware of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the inside of their shield would just be coated.
Look at this.
But what about people with speech impediments? Like the Bobby Slaytons and Rudy Giuliani's of the world and the Met. This is just ridiculous. Look. Hang on a second. I got to wipe down.
Either that or he's got to switch out.
So yeah. Got to spin it. Got to spin it and get it out of here. Look.
It's a dome.
It's not fair. It's been cursed with this particular sound.
That would be awesome.
But there are people who spit when they talk, like the Bill Cowers and all that. You can't have that. I don't know. I'm against the idea of going out in public with a face shield. I'll just wait until we're better. And if we never get better, I'm fine in the house. I'm doing really good with this. Brett, you never see people, so it would be even more annoying for you because you're out with. No, you gotta really worry. Your immune system has to be horrible. You're never around people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but I mean,
you're gonna die. This is not good for you hanging around all this humanity.
Yeah, but
sunlight is tough.
Oh, the sunlight's probably.
But his girl works with the unwashed masses.
Yeah, she's helped out. Medea comes home.
But she's not working right now just because of all the bars and everything.
She's
closed,
been away.
So,
yeah,
so your immune system's down.
Yeah.
Brady, you got to stay home.
And I want to clarify because that did sound bad. She's not a hooker. She's not working right now because the bars are closed down. Yeah, she's a barmaid. She like being called that?
Barmaid?
Yeah.
Well, you sound like 80 years old
yeah,
now. So,
I like when girls are barmaids.
Do you still call them stewardesses, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stewardess.
Yeah. You don't want to know what
going
I call
on with that barmaid?
You got a barmaid for a lady. That's nice. The serving wench? I think that's a fantastic thing. But, yeah, let's not say Medea's not working right now because all the bars are closed.
Yeah, I guess I should have rephrased that one.
Didn't sound very good. And, yeah, her name's Medea. As in Tyler Perry's.
No, she's not a 6'5 black guy dressed in a dress.
She's doing the voice of one. Anyway, what's on the big board of musical treats?
We got Scatterbrain, Not Going Down with the Ship, System of a Down, Toxicity, Slipknot, My Plague, Atreyu, Becoming the Bull, Soundgarden, Mind Riot. I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
Five Finger Death Punch, Wash It All Away for Brady's big night yesterday.
Oh,
big day
man,
yesterday.
Wash it all off that big belly.
Primus, Nature Boy, and Parkway Drive, Absolute Power.
Brady, are you like me when you look down at your tummy after and go, that was a good one?
Sure.
Do you? You're pretty proud of your volume?
Yeah.
Do you get, not in the same way.
Do you get volume pride?
Maybe a little.
Sometimes when it
not
gets...
Not once.
When one goes past the nipples, are you like, all right, I'm on fire today.
Oh, yeah, on the side?
That? How about that?
Armpit?
That was a good fap.
Is Primus's
That's
Nature
not
Boy?
Coming out of
apparently,
the
lyrics on that are appropriate for Brady as
Nature
well.
Nature Boy?
Apparently.
Is Nature Boy the David Bowie?
The Nat King Cool?
Oh, I don't know.
There was a boy.
You mean Little Drummer Boy?
Nat King Cole.
Enchanted Boy. It might be Nat King Cole. That's from your generation. I remember when David Bowie did it. They say he wandered very far. You don't know that? It could have been a Nat King Cole song. I know it's an old song. I just don't know who sang it first. But I didn't know Primus covered it. Now I need to hear it.
Unless Nat King Cole's first line is, I pull the blinds, then I take my clothes off.
That is it. I pull the blinds.
Dance around the house like Nature Boy. My genitalia and pectoral muscles aren't quite what I'd like them to be.
All right, there you go. That's what we're going to play.
That's solid.
That's the one. That's the old Nat King Cole classic. Remember when he and Natalie did that together?
Yeah, the duet.
They did the duets. When Nat King Cole and Natalie sang about jerking off together and that magical, technological advancements. They got so far ahead. It sounded like they were in the same room. The late Nat King Cole and Primus. Well, I don't know what this song is. Have you heard this one?
I've not. And I love Primus, but.
Got me.
Yeah. I have no clue what this is. But it's for you, Brady. It's for your.
Thank you.
Your jerkitudes. Yeah, people are very upset. I've got a lot of emails about the sampling. People hate that. How about ordering salad at Subway? The employee has to go wash the effing bowl while everybody else is there for a sub sandwich at Subway. No salads. Well, that's the best line ever in the history of Subway is the guy behind the counter asking the person, what kind of cheese do you want, triangle or circle? Which is still. What flavor do you need?
Yeah, they're different.
Triangle or circle. Oh, I love the flavor of triangle cheese, but circle cheese. Yeah, the sample thing has made everybody upset. Primus is, and I'm curious. Now I want to hear them redo the Nature Boy. It was on the Moulin Rouge soundtrack, Nature Boy, and David Bowie did it.
That's where I've heard it.
And it's great. I forgot that was what it was from, but it was just fantastic when he did it. But I want to hear the Nat King Cole version. I want to hear the Primus version. I want to hear it all. You ready to go?
Give me a second.
I'm giving you a second. I'm working on that. Brett, do the alphabet real quick while we're stretching. Here it comes. You got it? Oh, this is the... Yeah, this is the Nat King Cole one. Whoa, hey now. What was that? It's so quiet. They say he wandered very far. That isn't it. That's the one that I know. I don't know the Primus beat off one.
King Cole.
All right. Throw me the Primus one.
You know what's funny? His daughter did cover it.
She did Nature Boy too?
Yeah.
The Primus version?
No. That's
man.
What made me laugh. She did
when
her dad.
I pull down my pants. I'm really influenced by my volume and girth.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell? 98. I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number ND100-2031, NMLS number 186377, LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.